The Theater of the Peoples, the Joseph K. Files at the Rose Fire Bay of the John Waldron Arts Center is an adaptation of the trial by Franz Kafka with excerpts from Plato's The Apology. The adaptation and direction is by Theater of the People co-founder David Nosko. The central figure, Joseph K., played by Nicholas Maudlin, is an apparently blameless bank functionary who's suddenly charged with a nameless crime by a nameless authority. Though no one in the 15-member cast of characters can offer him any insight or real help in the situation, Maudlin as Joseph manages a certain almost dispassionate resilience as he struggles along with the case. Despite its threatening aspects, the production has a certain zany quality, from the setting in a caged set to the variety of characters on display. The judge of the proceedings, Phil Addison, has a bit of a cornpone accent, a sympathetic female neighbor, Keith Barrow, is a cross-dressing male, a distinguished attorney, Ben Montague, spends a good deal of the time as a playful dog, the court painter, Stacey Harris, spends most of the play sprawled in a sort of nest of paper printouts. Theatergoers expecting something quite darkly menacing will be a little disappointed. Adapter and director of the Joseph K. Files, Nosko, has given his characters a heavy burden in carrying a production that's rich to the point of being baroque in detail and plot complexity. For most of them, their gimmicks and gags outweigh their part of the plotting, and they tended to wear out their welcomes. Especially in the second act, things were a bit strained. One actor whose part involves loudly interrupting what seemed to be a key bit of information was, I think, in danger from the audience. Kafka never finished the trial. It's an incomplete work with more than a few sections left unfinished. Nosko has added sections from Plato's The Apology, an account of Socrates' unsuccessful defense, as brief interludes. They're delivered with a calm charm from a sort of mechanical fortune-teller's booth by co-founder Hannah Moss. As they frequently contrasted with chaos on stage, they were always welcome, but more confusing than enlightening. The Theater of the People's production of the Joseph K. Files continues with performances Friday and Saturday the 29th and 30th at 8 p.m., with an additional matinee on Saturday at 2. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.